Eastern Pennsylvania.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. And this is...
Guess what?
It's time for the show again.
Guess what? It's time for the show again.
With Calvin Sharp.
And George Connington.
So, the boys are back. Let me just say that. And we are back and better than ever. Even though we sound like we might be a little under the weather. You just have no idea, do you? And you might think that while we were on break, we were just, you know, hanging out, just chilling, not really doing anything, enjoying our time away.
No, I was going to church a lot.
But, yeah.
Finding God.
Well, actually, we've made a lot of improvements to this station, and now we can see how many viewers are on. It turns out we have 3.6 million listeners right now, which is just insane. We just want to thank everyone who came out tonight to show their support. It's really been a humbling experience. I know, at least for me.
I just want to make it clear again that I found God recently. Changed a lot for me. So
yeah. So we're gonna get on with the show. First one I think says it all. So let's get it.
We'll be right back.
Well, folks, you heard it here first, folks. The boys are back in town.
Of course, the one and only Thin Lizzy coming out with that.
Great name.
That song. So what do we have next, Calvin?
Next is a song that was released. Is my favorite song so far released this year. I've been listening to it like a million times. It's really, really great. By a guy, Trace Mountains. He's in the band Level Up. It's like a sort of side project, other solo thing. But it's really, really cool. Really awesome song. So it's called Turn Twice by Trace Mountains.
All right. So here is Turn Twice.
That was Turn Twice by Trace Mountains.
Yep. Great song. And next we have a song called Dance Music by the Mountain Goats, who are a very storytelling group. I think you will see that through this next song. So here is Dance Music by the Mountain Goats. Very upbeat song. There we go.
Johnson Avenue in San Luis Obispo, and I'm 5 years old or six maybe, and indications that there's something wrong with our new house. Trip down the wire twice daily, I'm in the living room watching the Watergate hearings while my stepfather yells at my mother, launches a glass across the room straight at her head, and I dash upstairs to take cover, lean in close to my little record player on the floor. So this is what the volume knob's for. I listen to dance music, dance music. Okay, so look, I'm 17 years old, and you're the last best thing I got going. But then the special secret sickness starts to eat through you. What am I supposed to do? No way of knowing, so I'm follow you down your twisting alleyways, find a few cul-de-sacs of my own. There's only one place this road ever ends up, and I don't wanna die alone. Let me down, let me down, let me down gently. When the police come to get me, I'm listening to dance music, dance music.
So once again, that was Dance Music by the Mountain Goats.
Next up, a little tune called Ghost Mountain by a band called the Unicorns. Kind of catchy, kind of nice. Let's listen to Ghost Mountain, please.
Footprints even furrowed our flag, and we were gone. But what was on the top of the mountain? The mountain top.
And we were gone. But what was on? Oh, the top of the mountain. The mountain top.
Ghost Mountain by the Unicorns.
Great song, great album, great group. So next up we have a really awesome song. Always gets me in a really hyped up mood whenever I'm feeling down, you know, just to pick yourself up and get back at things. So this is from Chumbawamba.
That was my nickname in high school.
Really?
Chumbawamba.
Well, that's interesting because the song title was my nickname.
Tub Thumping?
Yeah.
They call you the Tub Thumper?
Yeah, that's Tub crazy. Thumper. Yeah, which is actually the name of the album. So here comes Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba off of Tub Thumper.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
That was Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba. Next up, what do we have, Calvin?
This is a song called Composite by this band Palm. Just came out recently. It sounds really cool. It sounds like some sort of like futuristic Beach Boys. I know Palm's like kind of gaining popularity right now. A lot of weird time signatures and music theory stuff, all like that. This song's really cool. So it's composite by Palm.
Wow, that was awesome. A lot of really nice beats and meters and things like that.
But his guy's voice reminds me of the Beach Boys a lot, yeah. So I like that. It's cool stuff.
Yeah, wow. Oh, my. I'm looking at our listener count right now.
Do you have a 5 in front of it? 5 million?
5 million. Wow. We jumped up from what? What was it? 3.6 at the beginning?
3.6 million to
5. 3.6 million. And we just gained 1.4 million listeners. Just in that last couple minutes, so that's just amazing.
Math, baby. Do the algorithms
for everyone that
do
just
the algorithms.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I don't know how to do that yet, but for all of you who just tuned in, 1.4 million of you, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is...
Guess what it's time for the show again.
With Paul Johnson.
Calvin Sharp.
And the one and only.
And God.
So, next up we have a song from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their most recent album. In the latest part of 2017, December 31st was when they dropped this. And it was kind of an amalgamation of all of their previous albums that they have dropped in 2017, which was, I think, 7 or 8 different albums, which is kind of insane.
That's more than I Have Fingers. They got more albums than I Have Fingers.
Yeah, tragic. So here is Barefoot Desert from Gumboot Soup by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. So there was Barefoot Desert by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. What do we have up next, Calvin?
Oh, I actually don't know. Oh, it's a little John Denver song. All right, this one, it's called So the end of Rocky Mountain High, which is a great John Denver album. He has these four songs for the little different parts of the year. This one technically is the spring one. I know we're still kind of in the heat of winter and February and all that in the cold, but you know, this is still a great song. Maybe get your spring started off right. You know, kick it off earlier. You know, don't listen to Punxsutawney Phil. Guy's a fraud. You know, don't listen. Early spring this year. Why not? Punxsutawney Phil sucks. All right, here's Season Sweet Spring by John Denver.
Open up your eyes and see the brand new day. A clear blue sky and brightly shining sun. Open up your ears and hear the breezes say. Everything that's cold and gray is gone. Open up your hands and feel the rain. Come on down, taste the wind and smell the flowers' sweet perfume. Open up your mind and let the light shine in. The earth has been reborn and life goes on. Riding on the tapestry of all there is to see. So many ways and oh so many things. Rejoicing in the differences. There's no one just like me. Yet as different as we are, we're still the same.
So there is Season Sweet Spring, if you're feeling a little springy.
I want to clarify that this radio show is very anti-Punxsutawney Phil and everything that he stands for. Very against that fool.
You know, they dropped him.
No, that was Staten Island Chuck. That one that Bill de Blasio dropped and killed.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was crazy.
He died?
Yeah, he died from that fall.
Jeez, wow.
Rest in peace.
Well, I guess that means that Punxsutawney Phil is just chipping along then, isn't he?
Just chipping along.
Yeah. But not Staten Island Sam, was it?
Staten Island Chuck.
Staten Island Chuck,
well,
yeah.
The thing about Punxsutawney Phil is, all right, we have a little bit of time, so I'll get a little... The theory around him or the sort of fable, I guess, that's passed along as part of the story of Groundhog Day is that Punxsutawney Phil actually has been the same groundhog forever since they started Groundhog Day, but and they have a little ceremony every year, I think in like sometime in the spring, or actually I think it's in June, and they give Punxsutawney Phil this like special juice, whatever, and like all the dumb people like in the suits and stuff that you see on Groundhog Day, they have some big ceremony in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and they give Punxsutawney Phil this like special juice or whatever, and they're like, once he drinks this juice, he'll live for 7 more years. But they do it every year, so I don't know why they say 7.
Yeah, exactly.
More years.
So it keeps on adding 7.
Yeah, I guess. But either way, so they have this big ceremony. And they're like, oh, Punxsutawney Phil will live for 7 more years, and they try to feed this lie that it's been the same Punxsutawney Phil through the whole time. Never mind the fact that Punxsutawney Phil doesn't even get it right. Staten Island Chuck actually had a better prediction rate than Punxsutawney Phil. Either way, theoretically, he's the same groundhog every year, but we know it's a lie, and we know the whole thing's a facade. What's next, Paul?
Chalk it up to the media and capitalism, right?
Chalk it up to the media.
Yeah. Okay, so next up we have a song by Animal Collective, who are just a really great band. And this is from... is this their most recent album?
No, they got two more albums after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Centipede Hurts and Painting With.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So this is My Girls, which is like the standout single from Meriwether Post Pavilion by Animal Collective.
Oh, things, like a social stance. I just want four walls and Adobe flats for my girls.
All right, so that was My Girl by Animal Collective.
Yeah.
Next up we have, what do we have, Calvin?
This is a song called Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by a band called Broken Social Scene. It's nice, just like layering, very dreamy kind of song. It's actually, my older sister said it's her favorite song of all time. She really likes this song, and I do too. So here's Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Scene.
Used to be one of the 13 ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the 13 ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the 13 ones, and I liked it for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the 13 ones, and I liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my window. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my window.
All right, so that was Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Scene. Next up, I've got a song that I have just not been able to stop playing, and I know it's the same for Calvin. Really amazing song off of Alex G's most recent album, Rocket, and this is Bobby, which is, yeah, just one of the best songs on the album. Really great, so... I'll let it speak for itself. Here is Bobby by Alex G. So that was Bobby by Alex G off of Rocket. And folks, I am really just truly honored that you are all tuning in and missing American Olympic curling.
Curling, folks.
Because if I were you, I would just, you know, I would be glued to the screen. It's just really thrilling stuff, getting all excited for the Winter Olympic Games in Pyeongchang. So what do we have next, Calvin?
This one is called Farewell Transmission by a band called Songs Ohio, one of the best songwriters to do it. Guy, he passed away a couple years ago, but put out a couple albums under this name, and then he took a different name, Magnolia Electric Company, which is also the name of this album. Put out some more albums, stuff like that. This is one of the more popular ones. First song from this album is called Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohio.
Once again, that was Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohio. Thank you very much for tuning in to...
Guess what? It's time for the show again.
With Paul Johnson.
Calvin Sharp. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great night.
We'll be here again next week. Make sure to tune in and tell your friends. Thank you very much.